Depending upon one's current circumstance in life, not to mention philosophical point of view, when you're in the process of truly enjoying yourself, it's often difficult to tell whether it has more to do with the fun you're having at the minute or the misery you're missing at the time. But that's another story. If you get into the process of travel, US 56 running across the southwestern expanse of Kansas is a great road. From Great Bend to Elkhart, it's about 250 miles of two-lane, well-paved, damn near straight-as-a-string highway, the traveling of which makes two things eminently clear. One, that there's a good reason why Kansas is one of those states that doesn't really do the big numbers in tourism. And two, that's a shame. Because when you're traveling, if what you really want to do is get away from it all, the all from which you're trying to escape is nowhere near southwestern Kansas. But I'm getting ahead of myself, and I don't want to do that because, like I said before, relaxation was crucial to our overall plan, and day two provided lesson number two in Tony Rico's continuing education at Dr. Jam's College of Relaxation Knowledge. You see, we kicked off the day with a little if-I, a little tee-em high and a little fly, a little of the grand game of golf. Now, Tony was an ace, carrying the heavy weight of a single stroke onto a beautiful little track at the Petroleum Club in Great Bend, Kansas. I, on the other hand, went to public school and carry the weight of every single club in my sack, each of which gets swung many, many times each and every round. In fact, if I'm not in a cart, I don't call it golf. I call it weightlifting. They tell me I got a great swing, just no score. Like I always said, I may not be able to play, but I sure can warm up. We were into about the 13th of the 27 luscious holes we played that day when I all of a sudden realized something terribly disturbing. I did not feel relaxed. But how could this be, I wondered. Here I am, immersed in the full blossom of the great outdoors, playing golf with one of my best pals on a course where there's absolutely no one else around. What could it be that's got me feeling confined into this tiny little space and won't let me lay back? I pondered this contradiction in my existence for about 2 minutes, when suddenly it occurred to me that my man Tony and I had a swing ratio of about 3-1. And that he was maybe getting a little antsy with my speed of play. When he put the flag back in the cup while my hand was still in it, I decided we needed to have a little talk. Tony, my main man, I said, do you know what it is that you cannot be when you're trying to relax? Now, you can be a lot of things when you're trying to put on a good relaxation, but there is one thing you absolutely cannot be when you're trying to relax. What's that, he said, as he jammed the golf cart accelerator to the floor. Rushed, I said. You think I'm rushing you? He said with a grin and that look of revelation in his eye that I was starting to see a lot of. No question, I said, as we skidded to a gravelly stop at the 14th tee. And I'll tell you something else, my friend. You keep living your life by the shot clock and there's going to be a lot of people at your funeral. Because there's always a lot of people at a young man's funeral. Well, Tony came to an instant understanding of exactly the point I was making. And to my great satisfaction, he took the concept even further. Jam, he said, you're right. Seems we go through our everyday existence plagued by the absence of time. For is that not the true meaning of deadline? There is no more time. But even as deadlines are crucial to our normal existence, they represent what you might call the counterpoint to our current focus. And seeing as how we are, even as I speak, running away from things dead and in pursuit of things very much alive, let us henceforth move forward at a more comfortable rate of speed. We watched the sunset that evening at a place called Point of Rocks in the Cimarron National Grassland just north of Elkhart, the last town in Kansas. According to our last historical marker, Point of Rocks was a place where settlers stopped on the old Santa Fe Trail. There they would gather from the always reliable source of liquid refreshment located nearby and check out for the night. So we too decided to call it a night. We pointed Tony's car straight into the teeth of the gently setting sun, gathered some liquid refreshment from our always reliable source located very nearby, kicked back on the hood, and raised one each of our favorite beverage to those who took the road trip back when there wasn't a road, and to their leader, Ward Bond. Day two, a 6 days out, 1 day back, had come to an end. So as we in each of our minds watched that blazing sun set over our own personal Point of Rocks, while we tried to decide if we're running towards the fun or away from the misery, we say goodnight, and we'll catch you on the flip-flop.
Join us next time for day three of 6 days out, 1 day back, a road trip.